views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about new beginnings. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, everybody, everywhere is talking about new beginnings at this time of year. New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do that. That kind of thing. So, Jason, what's different about what we say?
In order to understand the ecosystem approach, I need to tell you the story about how it was created. When I started to use my intuitive ability, I could see that everyone's essence, some people call it soul, had a dark cloud. This dark cloud was negative energy that interfered with the function of essence. So I looked at those who have achieved greatness and I saw the same dark cloud. You would think that they wouldn't have one, you know, because they achieved, you know, greatness, but they did. Oh my gosh. So those and those people who have achieved greatness, their cloud was just as big. So I started to think. I looked further and I saw that those who have achieved greatness just rearranged the leftover 20% of their essence. And I know that doesn't make sense completely.
The leftover positive part.
20%.
Of their essence.
Yes. And just go with me for now. I know that doesn't make complete logical sense, but it was just, there's just a part of your essence that's functioning. And we, most of us, all of us live that way. We also saw that with those people that have achieved greatness, that rearrangement always created some type of deficit, penalty, or negative consequences. You know how you've always heard that we only use a smart part of our potential? Well, that's about the 80%. But this deficit, this is an important part. People who have achieved greatness haven't done it by rolling back that 80%. They've rearranged the what's left over, the positive part, so they have this great talent, ability, skill, but they create these big gaps. Now, the way out of that, of course, is if you were to, and again, this is, you know, based on my what we see with the essence, is that as you roll that back, talk about having it all, talking about being able to be achieve greatness on one hand and have a loving family and be healthy, all those things all together is possible. And I started to think about this, and this is the basis for all the work that we've done for the last 18 years. Because, you know, when you've heard this thing, I've heard this since I was a child, that we only use a small part of our potential. But no one says why. This is why. Oh my gosh, this is why that 80% that's covering up the root of our existence has kept us from our greatest potentials in all sorts of things. Well, and not just one thing, but many things.
Okay. So let's just, first off, because I happen to know about this and understand it, I want everyone to know what he's talking about is really exciting, because with the ecosystem approach, it is possible. It's not just, well, maybe. It's possible to actually achieve greatness in your own life and have that wonderful relationship that you want and be healthy and be happy. You know, it's amazing to me how people believe, well, you know, I got this, so I need to be satisfied with this.
Most of us just at some point in our life say, I'm going to settle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this
absolutely.
Is this is the way life is. I'm just going to settle.
And there's nothing I can do about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But you know, you were going there, sweetie, and I didn't think you got there quite. And people don't understand this. What we're saying is that 80% isn't, you're not fated with that. It's not a given. It can be removed. And the ecosystem approach that we've created helps you remove that. You know, I see that there's a lot of energetic practices out there, but and this is not to be critical because I see, you know, if you're going to do anything, do an energetic practice, whether it's Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, acupuncture, all those things are amazing. Reiki. Because we don't do them in this world. We don't work with energy at all. But what's so amazing about
the ecosystem... Most people are afraid of it, actually.
They really are. What's so amazing about the ecosystem approach is that, you know, you've heard us say constant, consistent, and specifically.
Right.
Well, this is where the specific is really effective.
Yeah.
And we zero in and start to chip away at that 80%. Now, it's not something you just take a pill and get rid of it. It's not something you can get rid of in 1 week. It, you know, most people, it'll take over a lifetime to do that, but just getting rid of a little bit will right. change your life in amazing ways.
Well, and I just have to say, because I have experienced it, changing your perspective on something, meaning I'm going to say weight or diet, because these are the things we're going to talk about the top New Year's resolutions in just a minute. But, you know, weight and diet and, smoking. When we change our perspectives, by the way, how you do this is through changing the energy. Using the ecosystem approach is the answer. What happens is that it is so amazing that we're you stand around in awe that you realize that this can be done or that you are doing it. Here's the biggest problem. Not everybody is doing it. They don't understand you. And so we have a tendency to go backwards. With this one,
we want to fit in. We want to, everybody
do.
Else has,
we
you
do.
Know, 80, the 80-20, you know, so why should I have
get,
more?
Why should I get 60-40?
Or what happens, I think, is a lot of people, and this, let's make this, you know, real. Some people say, I just want to lose some weight.
Okay.
I don't want to work on my 80%. I just want to lose some weight. Because when they hear that, what they hear is, oh my gosh, this is, I mean, I'm struggling just to keep my head above water. I'm just struggling to get the kids to school and pay the mortgage and
right.
and do
my job.
And now
I'm supposed to lose weight.
And now I'm supposed to lose weight and get rid of the 80%. I'm so overwhelmed. Well, I guarantee you that overwhelm comes from the 80%.
Yeah.
The reason people say, oh, that's too much. I just want to do this.
Right.
The reason they say that is because of that 80%. That 80% distracts you. It's a form of negative energy. It distracts you. It makes you settle. It makes mm-hmm. you go mm-hmm. hopeless and say, I can't have a new beginning for my life.
Well, you know, Jason, I'm going to interrupt. What we're talking about, how does this all get together with new beginnings? What? Put it together for me, please.
The ultimate new beginning is starting to remove this 80%. And as you start to do that, you can apply it to anything you want. It can be as mundane or simple as changing your diet. It can be much more profound by having creating a business that you've always wanted, finding a love of your life. It may be you have a health condition, you want to get rid of it. Mm. It's all there. It's one side. In this case, you know, for you to go to focus you there is the most profound thing you can do. And you don't have to do it all at once. It doesn't have to be hard. In fact, it can feel delicious. I like to use that word because, you know, when you start to work with energy and you haven't used it before, it feels like, oh, ooh, ooh. Just like you know, when Patricia scratches my back, I go, ooh, 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 you know. I'm lucky, you know, I'm one husband that gets their back scratched. And you know, we won't go into detail, but it's just that feeling like, oh, yes.
Okay.
I've wanted that for so long. Oh, yes.
So let's bring this back to, you know, other people's reality here. So, okay. So we're talking about new beginnings and we are stating that for every problem, every challenge, every objective, that if you start to change the energy first, you can actually change the situation. And when you change the situation, you actually change your perspective on the old ways of doing things. And you can see the flaws.
Here's the point.
Okay.
And most of us are used to a problem solution.
Correct.
Frame for life.
Correct.
What's the problem? I'm overweight. I need to eat better. I need to exercise more. You know, so we say, what's the solution? And okay. We don't even think about the emotion of it, the energy of the situation. Mm-hmm. The ecosystem approach is about changing the energy first. Right. Now, we're practical enough to know that you can't just go cold turkey and stop programming yourself and go straight to the ecosystem approach and never go back.
Right.
You still have to use programming, and that's...
And we still do, by the way, everyone.
You know, we do it, but what we do first is change the energy.
Right.
And when you start changing the energy, for example, when you want to just do something simple like eat healthier, it's amazing. It makes it easier.
Exactly.
It's like grease. It's like, it's
talking
it's like,
about changing the energy in a diet. It goes grease. Oh, yeah, I love it. Okay.
It's like Jason, lubrication,
yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Uncovering the negative in your essence guarantees a new beginning. Your essence is the most important part of your life, and we have been trained to abuse it.
Say that again.
Your essence is the most important part of your life, and we have been trained to abuse it.
By doing programming? Yes,
we're going to talk more about how we do that in the next segment.
All right.
The ecosystem approach targets the 80% no matter what the specific topic, and we always seek to change the energy of a situation before resorting to programming methods.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and how they use toxic programming methods. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and how they use toxic programming methods. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay. Jason, explain why resolutions and programmings don't work.
Well, resolutions in our mind, especially the way they're given out today, are forms of programming because we don't know any other way. We have a list here of resolutions. We'll read those in just a minute. But whenever you try and force yourself, manipulate yourself, seduce yourself, that's like using incentives. Seduction is the same as using incentives. You know, you're saying to your emotions, your essence, I don't care what you're trying to tell me, I'm going to do it anyways. Imagine if you had a relationship that you imagine if your essence was like having a relationship and you acted that way in the relationship where you said, I don't care what you say, I'm just going to do this. You know, I don't care where you want to go to eat tonight. I want to go here. You know, I don't care if you don't want to diet. I'm going to diet, you know. And that's how you're treating your essence. Every time you use self-control, self-discipline, some form of force, manipulation, seduction.
Well, and I want to say that
trickery.
We have been trained. We have been programmed to do exactly that.
Exactly. Whenever it comes to doing something, we use some sort of methodology that involves trickery or force. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine if I said to Patricia, you know, let's go have Chinese tonight. And she said, well, I don't really want Chinese. And I said, well, okay, yeah, let's, but just this once and next time you can decide. And then we show up and we drive in front of the Mexican restaurant. I tricked her and she's there. She's not going to be very happy. And our essence, and I don't want to frame our essence as like a personality, but it's when we do those things to it, it creates negative energy. It creates a cloud.
It also adds to that cloud that we already have.
Some of the buzzwords that they use for programming that sound good, but are really forms of force and trickery and manipulation is like creating habits, using specific goals, making small goals, creating accountability. Oh my gosh, that's letting someone else force you. One thing at a time. Talk about goals to friends. Oh, you know, so that you can feel shamed when you don't do your goals. That's awful for your essence. Yeah. Self-discipline, self-control, focus, all those things. We think those are the gold standard to make ourselves do things. But no, if you really understood how your essence works, you would never do this because your essence, if you would go to your essence and say, okay, what do you think? And it would talk to you.
And you listened.
And you listened. And you'd figure out a way to get to where you need to go in a way that's good for you. But we don't do it that way. We say one size fits all. You know, most of the
advice, no other way works.
Most of the advice and self-help, you know, people say, do it, you know, do it this way or do it this way, you know, and it's not about you. It's kind of a one size fits all. If you were a machine, it would be about you.
Right.
You know, and all the machines are the same, you know.
Which we're not.
When you take your car into a Chevy, if you take your Chevy car into a Chevy dealer, he knows how to fix it because all the Chevys are Chevys.
Okay.
They're machines and they're all work the same. But human beings aren't like that.
Well, Jason, let's talk about the negative effects of the programming.
Oh, that's a great one. And since we don't see this directly, we don't make these connections, but the inability to concentrate, feeling boredom, feeling lazy, feeling blah. Have you ever asked yourself when you did something like, why did I do that?
Oh, how many of us have done that one?
That comes from, you know, abusing your essence or abusing that connection with your essence.
Right.
And all of a sudden you do things that are out of character because you forced yourself to do these other things. You've programmed yourself. And it's not organic to how you work. Maybe you flubbed a presentation or a sporting event that you practice and then you didn't do well. You know, what about an accident or something happening to your physical? You fall down and break your leg. You right when you need to go dancing with your wife, you twist your ankle, you know, getting sick at the worst possible time.
Oh, that's one of the biggest ones.
Those, here's the big one. Choosing relationships that were bad for you or done things in relationships that you felt bad about. You know, these are side effects of not being organic with who you are or in what we're talking about or, you know, in alignment or working with your essence in a natural way.
Okay. So, Jason, what is the newsletter bonus for this week? By the way, we have this every week.
We have this every week, and we use the newsletter to create clearings that you can put on your smartphone, and you just bring them out two or three times a day and just do them.
Yeah.
We have all the words there. You can just do them. You start to chip away at that 80%. Mm-hmm. And here's the great thing. It doesn't matter what the topic is. Each week will be about the topic we're talking about. But just keep doing that and you start to chip away at the 80%. You'll love it. It'll be the best thing that you ever do. Talk about a new beginning for this year. The thing to do is to start working with that energy as opposed to forcing yourself to do something stupid, which you chances are
you might have already done, but anyway.
Or you won't be successful because you'll give up at some point.
Exactly. All right. So Jason, explain how humans work.
You know, when we talk about essence, the reason we use the word essence is because when we say soul, it takes people to church. And the way religions have framed soul in many cases, and I'm not talking for every single religion, but it's just something that's there that we honor, that it's some sort of connection to God, but we don't see it in terms of day-to-day practical part of our lives.
Right.
And we see essence as a day-to-day part of our life in terms of being a mentor, telling us, helping us determine truth, helping us with our conscience, helping us understand ourselves and how to manage ourselves in ways that are organic to us.
Well, Jason, can you give an example about this? Just, you know, it doesn't have to be huge, but give an example.
Most people, since we don't understand essence, since we don't understand how important it is, it becomes invisible. Imagine if you cut off the flow of blood to your heart, you'd die quickly. Or let's say you put a pillow over your head or someone else's, put a pillow over someone else's head. You know, they couldn't breathe. You cut off their air.
Okay.
You know, medical people know that that's life-threatening actions. Mm-hmm. But because I've never seen essence as part of an anatomy picture or course or
right,
book.
Exactly.
You know, when we cut off the flow of communication with our essence, people say, well, what do you mean I'm cutting off the flow of information? The way your essence communicates is through emotions.
Right.
And since we've been programmed all of our life, what's happened is we push aside our emotions, we push aside our emotions, we push aside our emotions, and they start to become exaggerated. Mm. We just saw this the other day where it was a TV show, but they were reenacting, you know, what it's like to, you know, a school shooter. And, you know, this idea that these school shootings happen, obviously, you know, there are too many guns. That's the definite issue. But the mental health, what causes someone to take up an Uzi and go into a school where they were and start shooting people?
Right.
Even if they were hurt or harmed in some way, their emotions are out of whack.
They're out of balance, and the irony is that when you talk to most of the people that have had something like this happen, the people that are closest to the shooters, they say, I had no idea.
I didn't see it. And we think they're, you know, their bad parents or the people around them were out of it.
It's because we're cut off from our essence.
And we've been programmed.
Yes.
It numbs us to ourselves. It numbs us to each other. It mm-hmm. numbs us, you know, to our sensitivity and our empathy with other people and what they're going through.
Yes.
It allows bullying because we're so numb to our feelings.
Right.
But when they do come out, OMG, they come out.
Yes.
Well, you know,
with people the Uzi take in their hand.
Or just, you know, protests and people that are angry and people, you know, want to get even. And, you know, we see that in politics today. This is 2019.
Right.
But people are angry on both sides. They want to get even. They're using their political beliefs to hurt the other side, to create havoc. Those are emotions run amok. When you do the ecosystem approach, we start to refine those emotions.
Yeah.
We make them so they're usable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use those that information from our essence in ways that are really valuable to us, as opposed to just sort of a something that's so crazy that we have to push back in the closet. This is the irony here, and then we'll go to the key points. But we've been programmed. We push our emotions aside. We push them aside. And then when they first start to come out, we say, oh my gosh, they're so overwhelming. They're so out of control.
I don't know what to do with them.
So I have to push them back.
Right.
And we help you with navigate all those things with the ecosystem approach. But that's the key. We want to bring you back to a way that's a way of functioning that's organic to you.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Resolutions use toxic programming methods that eventually fail and create shame. The primary way your essence guides you is via emotions, but we don't know how to listen. Mm. The clearing process, which is part of the ecosystem approach, refines emotions so they can be usable and helpful, and that your essence is naturally motivated to help you be your best, whether it's being healthy, fit, active, or anything else that you want in your life.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to implement the ecosystem approach so your essence can be healthier. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about how to implement new beginnings into your year. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, give us an example of implementing a new beginning.
Well, most people start with resolutions. So I Googled it and found the top 10 resolutions for 2019. Here's the first one, 71%. Diet or eat healthier. Exercise more, 65%. Oh my gosh. Lose weight, 54%. These sound familiar to you? Save more, spend less, 32%. Learn a new skill or hobby, 26%.
How about quit smoking?
Yes, 21%.
By the way, that number should be much higher in my opinion, but that's beside the point. Okay, and here's one that really surprised me. Read more. 17% people said that. This, by the way, was out of 2,000 people. We should have mentioned that.
And find another job, 16%. Mm-hmm. Drink less alcohol, that's 15%. And then the last one, spend more time with family and friends, 13%. Here's an interesting part of that, okay? If you do any of those and you force yourself, it may not turn out very well. How do you enjoy reading more by forcing yourself to read more? A lot of these things, if they come about organically, which is what the ecosystem approach. But, you know, what do you think? Maybe I should give you an example of how to implement the ecosystem approach.
I'd really like that. I think everyone else would too.
With a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
You know, we had a client tell me the other day, she wanted to stop drinking for the new year. So I suggested another way because I knew what would happen is if she would force herself. But at some point, something would happen.
Life would happen,
and she'd start to drink. So I suggested another way, which is, by the way, this is how the ecosystem would approach.
Actually works
and approach this specific topic.
Okay.
So we identified the triggers for her that usually connect her to drinking. You know, overreacting, fear, overwhelm, anger, frustration. Mm-hmm. And there's probably going to be some more. But,
of course,
you know, when she gets emotional, you know, what does she do? She wants to drink.
Well, and I just want to say, and it's not the same for every person, but it's, that's
exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
You have
good
to
point.
Be able, you have to be able to observe.
Yes. Okay. And truth is, if you just start with something, like if she started clearing over overreacting, that might lead her to being aware of something else.
Right.
So as she starts to clear these things and she still wants to drink, then go ahead. Mm-hmm. Now, even if you forget to clear before you drink, then clear after you started drinking, that works too. Mm-hmm. The truth is that start to remove the negative energies mm-hmm. that are triggers for drinking. Mm-hmm. And when you force yourself, you don't do anything with the energies. In fact, you just push them aside and they just get worse. Right. So you want to drink even more. So you hold on, you may force yourself to stop drinking for a week, 2 weeks, a month, but then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
And you drink even more.
Well, because life happens.
Right. So I suggested that she use the amount that she's drinking as a gauge to how much she needs to clear. So if she's in the first month, if she's clearing and she's still drinking as much, that means she just needs to clear more. There's no shame in that. There's no, you did something wrong or you're
judgment,
bad. Yes.
Judgment, yes.
Or even self-judgment, which is usually the worst. But if you just start clearing your negative feelings, it gives you an idea of an organic way, a natural way, I would almost say a loving way to deal with those emotions.
Right.
And eventually they go away. You know, the clearing is repetitive. It's cumulative. So the more you clear, the more you do it, the more negative energy you remove.
Okay. So, but you know what, Jason? In a way, it sounds like a lot of work and slow for someone who wants to quit. We're talking about drinking here still right now.
Most people, they want to stop drinking right now. They want to lose weight right now. Okay. They want to be fit right now. Well, it's a half-truth, okay? Because the truth is programming in the short term is quicker. But when you fail eventually, which you almost always do, okay? And if you don't fail with that, you'll fail with something else.
Right.
So maybe you...
That could trigger off drinking or eating again.
Exactly. Maybe you stop drinking, but then you gain 300 pounds or, you know, you stop drinking, but you take up smoking. You know, it just gets moved around. You don't really make any real progress. And
but
so
with the ecosystem approach, you do make real authentic progress.
And, you know, for those who are impatient, I would just clear impatience. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry that we're just giving you this information now. I know you just want to have it done right now, but you've got this way because of these negative emotions, and you need to take the time to honor your essence and say, I'm going to take the time to just start chipping away at it and removing it little by little.
And I want to say, Jason, in the next segment, we are going to do some clearing about all of this. And this is, you know, each week, if you get the newsletter, you can download it to your phone. And I'm telling you, you can make some amazing progress just by reading it once a day.
That's such great advice. And you see that the quick way is that what happens when you program yourself, those negative emotions keep building up and you never get rid of them.
Right.
And as you get older, they make you become diseased. You have these syndromes.
Angry and bitter.
Angry, bitter, childish. Yeah. You know, we don't age very well in this society because of that. We're not getting rid of the negative emotions. We're just building them up.
Yes. So, Jason, what are the key points of this year's, of this year's resolutions? What are the key points?
Well, that's the resolution. Yeah. New Year's resolutions don't work. That's the point, you know?
Maybe I need to start reading more. Sorry. Couldn't resist.
The implementation of resolutions is programming and uses force and manipulation. That using your goals as gauges for new behavior and then focus on changing the energy first is the best way to do that. And changing the energy leads to new beginnings, which is the way of the ecosystem approach.
I want you to repeat that one, Jason, because this is the key to this entire show.
Changing the energy leads to new beginnings and is the way of the ecosystem approach.
I love that, everyone. So heads up on that one. All right, Jason, how do we do the energy work?
So this is how we clear away those negative emotions. Mm-hmm. You can just sit down, you can stand up, doesn't matter, your posture doesn't matter for this. It's about setting your intention. And I want you to set your intention to help the person next to you, even though you may not be able to see them, mm-hmm. because this all works together. And use your imagination. When we say to eliminate, just gather up that negative, those are negative emotions, blow them into a trash can. You can make it an actual trash can. You can make it an imaginary trash can. And just take a gentle breath and exhale. And you can put the trash can wherever you want. We own it. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then we activate life force energy. And the life force energy is basically a reverse process, so to speak. Because as you inhale, you take that life force energy, the most positive energy, the most healing energy that there is. And we bring it in through the top of our head. We let it go all the way down our torso. We let it go down our arms, down our legs, all the way to the tips of our toes. I like to turn it around and use that life force energy to help me remove even more negative energy and more things that are blocking me from what it is I want. And when I exhale, meaning I blow those into the garbage can as well. So, by the way, we see life force energy as clear, pure light.
Just a footnote. A lot of people say, I just want to work with life force energy. I don't want to clear the negative stuff.
Good one.
But the negative stuff is the toxics in your ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to make any progress without getting rid of the negatives. That's really, really important. But the positive, you have to have a balance of both. So
exactly. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you remove some of that negative energy, that toxic energy, in your essence, to have all of your potential, be able to connect with that potential. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world?
Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And right now, we're going to help you remove the negative energy that is in your essence and begin to realize your potential. I want to remind everyone, changing the energy leads to new beginnings. And that is the way of the ecosystem approach. Everyone, let's try it. Let's get going right now. What do you say, Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the negative emotions I need to clear. Take a breath. By the way, our ecosystem approach, you know, I know it's kind of confusing. You know, where do I start? What emotions do I work on?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But we also have a path to help you map out the negative emotions in your essence and find a way to prioritize what to clear first.
Okay.
But for right now, just start clearing. Just do something. Do the clearing.
Right.
Okay. So, and to eliminate my impatience to get the results right away, even though they won't last. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the impatience I have with myself and those patterns of impatience that I was taught. Take a breath. Get rid of them.
And to eliminate my habit of getting impatient, working really hard, failing, and then not doing anything for a long time, and then getting impatient again and doing the same program, the same process over and over again, even though it's not getting me any results.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the energies that are keeping me from giving myself permission to let go of the impatience, the frenzy and the frustration of the impatience. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any impatience I have to have some New Year's resolution achieved yesterday. Take a breath. And to eliminate my need for a quick fix, which is programming versus a sustainable long-term solution. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, resentment, and bitterness that is part of that 80%, part of that cloud. It doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve everybody else. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the hurt, pain, shame, and guilt that is part of that 80%.
Mm.
Take a breath. Doesn't matter where it came from. Doesn't matter why it's there. All that matters is just getting rid of the energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fear and worry and anxiety that I carry that is part of that 80%. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that allowing the messages from my essence is the best thing I can do for my motivation, for my wisdom, for my self-knowledge.
And for getting things done.
Yes, take a breath.
Okay, Jason, you ready? Let's activate some life force.
Let's do that.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have hope that the key to my best life is connected to my essence. Take a nice breath. Pull it in all the way through the top of your head, down your shoulders, arms, torso, legs. Turn it around now. Lift up the negative energies that are keeping you from having the best life connected to your essence. Blow it out.
and to activate life force so I can infuse my essence right now with positive energy and acknowledge its existence.
Take a breath. Through your head, torso, tips of your toes, turn it around, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to constantly promote the connection to my essence. Take a breath. That one's a big one.
And to activate life force so I can put aside the shame and guilt because I've been pushing it aside for so long. And it's okay. I'm going to restore it now. Restore that connection now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy right now. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about fertility. And I know that for some of you that may not be an issue, but if for those of you that want to become pregnant, now or in the future, it's going to be an important show. And for all the rest of you who it may not be an issue, maybe never will, we're going to talk about life force and life beginning. And I think you'll find it fascinating, you know, how that life really happens, you know.
This is amazing.
Very, very interesting. I think
very much so.
I think you'll find it, you know, there's so much pain around the inability to conceive that we really wanted to help people and know that it's not hopeless. And often people do very expensive medical procedures
that are very invasive.
Very invasive. And I would like to say they may not be necessary. I'm not saying that if you're doing it, just keep going, but do this in addition to, and it'll be amazing.
Listen to the show, everyone.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great. So if some part of you gets the importance of removing the negative energy in the 80% of your essence, mark your calendar.
You know, I want to just make a little point there, Patricia.
Yeah.
The audience in this for this radio show, for this show, they're amazing. And they're the ones who are going to make the difference in the world going forward. If you can focus on that 80%, it's like supercharging your path, your mission. Most of you who listen know that there's something special going on. There's something special going on with you. That's what we talk about every single week, no matter how mundane the topic or expansive it is. We always get and chip away at the 80%, and it's so important.
I love that. I love that. So, the Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, and if you really want to have a better life, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life, because that's how you get rid of that 80%.
Okay.
And so you do that by signing up for our newsletter. That's so important. All you have to do is go to livinglighter.org, go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and your email address. It's free, and you get it every week. It's amazing. It'll help you start working on that 80%.
So when you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to also get the backstory for Living Lighter and Jason and myself as well. And by the way, 90% of the time or more, Jason's always telling some sort of secret about me or what's going on in our lives. And he can't resist.
My essence tells me to do it. It's my essence fault. I can't help myself.
See, how do you kick your essence in the shins? Somebody please write to me on my email address, on our email address, and let me know. In fact, if you love hearing us, We'd love to hear your comments. In fact, if you don't like us, tell us. We'd love to know. We'd love to know why.
Do you have some show suggestions, topic suggestions? Right. We've already done like 3 or 4 shows based on listener input. So send us an email.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that email address is all one word, Jason and Patricia, JasonandPatricia at livinglighter.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but at the same time, sign up for that newsletter. I mean, it's, you know, it is amazing. And we always put something worthy in there, not only for clearing, but something worthy that you might find interesting and want to read about.
And the last part is, you know, I have this terrible need. It comes from my essence. I'm going to blame my essence. It may be part of the 80%, but it's to be liked on Facebook.
Okay.
So every week we talk about what's going to happen in the next topic and for the next week. So go. Like us, follow us. We would love to do that. It's livinglighter.org on Facebook. And I'd love to hear see the likes, please.
Like all right. Me. Let's moving right along. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. And you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.